Good morning, beloveds. Hallelujah. We're finishing off the Psalm 88, and it's the Psalm of Korah's sons. And it's depicting here the pain in the land of the living that they've experienced. But then as well, we see in the other Psalms the goodness of them knowing God. And one thing that you're hearing often here in these Psalms is the calling on the Lord, and that's the most important, which is they're not looking for the hand of favor, they're not looking for man's help, they're looking for God's help. And yes, it could include man's help, but it needs to come from God first. Put him first, and then everything else will come together. And here again, we can see that cry to the Lord from verse 13 right to the end.
But I, O Lord, cry to you in the morning. My prayer comes before you, O Lord. Why do you cast my soul away? Why do you hide your face from me? Afflicted and close to death from my youth up, I suffer your terrors. I'm helpless. Your wrath has swept over me. Your dreadful assaults destroy me. They surround me like a flood all day long. They close in on me together. You've caused my beloved and my friend to shun me. My companions have become darkness.
Hallelujah. But yeah, we can just see, the importance he just calls on the Lord. And what you don't see much in the old covenant is, get behind me, Satan. Stop darkening my soul. Stop coming into my situations. There's no place for you. This is belongs to God. But we have got that understanding. So we just need to know, unless the Lord builds a house, we labor in vain. And that's why we call to him. And I love it here, the importance of morning by morning calling on him, because morning by morning is the best time for light for the day, for God's goodness to shine forth in our lives. Amen. And then from that morning by morning, the Bible says in that there, we make our faith like flint. We keep to that faith. That faith gets tested. And just as you saw yesterday, we had a beautiful word of being dedicated to God, staying with him, because he knows the plans that he's got for us. And he calls us adulterers when we go and we curry for favor and look for favor with man, or we look to the world. We need to look to him, and that's the most important. And he what he starts, he will fulfill. He's the author and the perfecter of our faith. So, Lord, we just thank you for faith for each and every one of us this day. Each and every one of us, Father God, are made by you for purpose, for plans. And we thank you, Father God, that you write those plans on our hearts. You lead us, Father God. So important, Father God, we know, because if we light our own fires, we lie down in torment. But we thank you, Father God, you've taken hold of us to light your fires, Father God, to bring about your will, Father God, and to bring about your kingdom. So your fire, let it be in our hearts, Lord, as you pour your love into our hearts, Lord. And I thank you, let your will happen. Your will be done, your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.